Alright guys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast time. How are we doing tonight?
Good.
Good. You ready for a story?
Yeah.
Well, the way this whole story thing started in our family, and we can tell all the other people that are listening, is we used to start by telling just hunting stories. We haven't really told hunting stories, so let's go back, and we used to tell stories about adventurous hunting trips. So, should we tell a hunting story tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we want to hunt? What are we going to hunt?
A lion.
A lion.
Okay. A lion.
Okay. Well, once upon a time, there was a hunter. One of the best hunters in the whole entire world. And his name was Little Billy. And Little Billy had a brother. His name was Little Riley. And they had a brother named Sawyer. So, Little Billy is the oldest one. Then is Little Riley. And then is Little Sawyer. And these boys, they actually had been on some really crazy hunting trips. And they were going on vacation. And they were going on to Africa. And they were going to go on a safari. And they wanted to go and just look at some of the beautiful animals in Africa. Zebras and giraffes and elephants and all sorts of things. So they got on a plane and they flew a really long time and went to Africa. And this wasn't their first trip to Africa, because they were great and mighty hunters. In fact, their whole basement was filled with stuffed animals. And they got that love for that from their grandpa. And so they went, and they're like, we're not gonna hunt. We're just gonna go look at animals this trip. Well, as they were on their trip, there was a village about 10 kilometers away from where they were hunting. And one thing happened at that village, and they sent somebody to come to that village from that village, and they were saying, "You gotta come help us. You have to come, because there's a lion, and this lion is just terrorizing the village. We can't even go out at night because we're so scared of the lion. It's attacking people." And so Little Billy and Little Riley are like, "Well, we're not really here to hunt and stuff." And then the next night, somebody else came from that same village and was like, "Little Billy and Little Riley, we heard you're here, and you're the best hunters in the whole world, and you have to come and help us." And so they decided, well, let's go see what's going on at this village and see if there really is a lion, and see if it's a lion that's causing these problems, because they didn't think lions caused these kind of problems. So they went to the village, and they decided that they would go camp outside of the village one night, and that they would just be really quiet, and they would see what was happening. And they camped out, and they kept watch. And sure enough, there was one of the biggest lions that they had ever seen, came and was started walking around the village and was walking through the village. And they're like, "What in the world is that lion doing? Why would he do that?" And then somebody was taking their trash out or something, and they were outside, and this lion started to sneak up on that guy. You know how cats kind of sneak up on their prey and they pounce on him? Well, he started sneaking up. This lion started sneaking up on this guy, and he was sneaking up, and the boys, they didn't know how to warn the guy. They were like trying to wave and say, "Get inside." Well, then Little Billy took out his gun and shot it up in the air, and it scared the lion, and the lion ran away, and the guy went inside, and they didn't know what to do. Well, Little Billy and Little Riley and Little Sawyer said, we gotta have a meeting. So they went around in their tent. They sat in their tent, and they all got a cup of hot chocolate. And they were sitting there, and they said, okay, what are we gonna do about this lion? We gotta do something about him. And they decided that what they would do is they would set a trap for the lion. And this trap would involve using some bait. And they knew this lion liked people. So they were going to use Little Sawyer for some bait. And they had Little Sawyer stand out in a field. But they really were capable of keeping watch. And they could see from every angle, so they knew that Little Sawyer was going to be safe. And Little Riley, he had a gun with a big scope trained right on there. So if that lion came and tried to pounce on Little Sawyer, then Riley would shoot it. Well, the plan was that Little Billy would shoot the lion when he came and started to sneak up on Little Sawyer. Little Billy would shoot the lion with a tranquilizer dart and make the lion go to sleep. And then they would call the animal control people and take the lion away, and probably take the lion and sell him to a zoo or put him on a preserve or something like that. Take him far away from this village anyway, so these people would be safe. So, sure enough, they put Little Sawyer in the middle of the field, and they used him for bait. And Little Sawyer was a little bit scared, but not too bad. And he was standing there, and he was looking around, watching for that lion, but lions are sneaky. So the boys, they were watching too, and all of a sudden they saw the lion, and it was sneaking up on Little Sawyer to pounce on him. And Little Billy, he didn't have a good shot with his tranquilizer. And Little Riley, he was waiting for Billy to shoot, and Billy wasn't shooting, so he was going to shoot it with a real gun. And Little Billy, he did a motion with his hand that told Little Riley to wait, not to shoot yet. But the lion was getting pretty close, and it was about ready to pounce on Little Sawyer. Little Sawyer was getting pretty nervous. And right before that lion pounced, Little Billy took aim, and he held really steady, and he squeezed the trigger. He squeezed it. He squeezed the trigger, and pow! He shot the lion, and the lion started to run toward Little Sawyer and was going to pounce on him, but then he just fell right on the ground, sleeping. Just sleeping. And Little Sawyer was safe, and they called the animal control people. Those people came and took the animal away, the lion away, and everybody from the village cheered, and they held a big party for Little Billy and Little Riley and Little Sawyer. And everybody lived happily ever after. The end. Okay?
My leg!
All right, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the way that you love us and care for us. We pray that you would just be with these boys, help them to have a really good night's sleep and a good day at school tomorrow. Thank you for the fun that they had today at school and playing. And we pray that you would help them to just grow up, to love you with all of their heart. Pray that you would just use them and great and mighty ways, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.